Boar's Head invites you to enlighten your senses. Introducing Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. Inspired by Japanese master chefs, our signature teriyaki glaze is crafted with garlic, ginger, and a hint of brown sugar. Then paired with our tender, slow-roasted chicken breast for a flavor that's sweet, savory, remarkably bold. Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. The bold flavor of Japan. Now at the deli. Compromise elsewhere.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're in the zone. Cavillo TO Radio.
Seems you're much too busy for me, and I can't stand it. Seems you're much too busy these days, and I can't handle it.
Friday afternoon, all I'm doing is the teddy bear and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Mr. Paul Taylor. Thank you, man, for joining us yesterday. And also, family, be sure to purchase his new album, Countdown, available on iTunes, Google Play, and for those who like Lowood, a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. But as we make that transcendent move, so to speak, to the smoothest side of so captivating, exquisite, man, I can't think of enough adjectives to describe this man, this fantastic artist, man. She plays a violin like I've never heard anyone play before in my life. And not only that, she can sing. Yes, Lord, she can sing. She blessed us with pound cake, and now she has a new hit single, The L Vibes. And what I would like to do, I usually introduce the artists on the show, but this time what I would like to do, kind of switch it up a little different, just a little something different, is that if she could bless us this evening and kindly introduce herself to the zone. So we're going to the line right now. And may I ask, who is in the zone? Please introduce yourself.
Hey, this is
Susan. Well, hello, my love. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for
That's what we do here. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And again, I must commend you. My goodness. Your spirit and your vibe, it resonates through your music. And I said, wow, pound cake. And then we go from pound cake to the L Vibes. And you did a fantastic job. But I got to ask, because I know a lot of listeners want to know, when can we expect a full album or an EP from you?
Probably next year.
Next year, okay. Okay, so we just have to deal with like slices of cheesecake for the time being until 2017. Okay, no problem. You have done a lot in a very short period of time, and I wanted to ask you, because you're so passionate about your music, what is it about playing that particular instrument that brings such a unique and special quality about your music that resonates with so many listeners who love your music?
Well, you know, I started playing the violin when I was 5, and I started with classical music. I never really did R&B or anything, but I also sing, and I think I always sing like soul, R&B, that's my type of music. And I think what happens is I decided to that with my violin. And because, you know, I already know how to play classical music, I just put everything together and try to create something that's probably never done before, but something that is close to me, that I can feel, that I can express myself, you know.
Right, absolutely. My program director, she had actually, about 2 weeks ago, she sent me a video of you singing opera. And I'm going to tell you something. It completely blew me away. I said, you got to be kidding me. I said, it really took me back. You have such, not just your voice, but you have such a strong presence about you. And that's something that you're born with. Did you, oh my pleasure, did you always know, even from a younger age, that this is what you wanted to do?
I always dreamed of it, that I'll tell you that, but it takes a lot of work, a lot of hard work. My parents are both musicians, so they kind of took me to all the lessons that I took. Opera, I've never really actually, to be honest, wanted to be an opera singer.
Okay.
I went to my vocal teacher and I told her, I said, you know, I was singing at a church and I just needed to make my voice a little more powerful. So I told her, I said, you know, I'm not trying to be an opera singer, I'm just trying to make my voice better. So she said, okay, you know, we'll see what happens. And then she's an opera singer herself, so.
Okay.
And then that's how it started. And she introduced me to all these amazing arias. Fell in love with opera as well. I consider myself also a confused musician because I do so many different things.
Right.
It's like crazy. And I love them all so much. It's like hard to just be like, oh, I love this, this, this. It's just my mood changes with music.
Right.
That's just it, like, yeah.
Absolutely. But, you know, I have yet to see or speak with or converse with someone, or as far as a musician, say, you know, I'm not confused, because when you're that passionate about what you're doing, there are no limits to what you enjoy doing. And I have yet to meet a musician that wants to be put in a box, because I think the great thing about the artistic form, about being an artist, is being able to bust through those boundaries. There are no boundaries which you're willing to change. And you do that wonderful. I must ask, I have seen and been around a lot of exquisite looking women in my life. And I'm going to tell you something. You are completely captivating. And how is it that you kind of separate that? Because it's a lot of time, especially in this industry, where people in the industry have a hard time separating as far as someone being beautiful and actually being talented. Was that at any time in your life, as far as in the music, it became a hurdle sometimes?
I never ever pay attention to the look part.
Okay.
It's bad. Maybe I should start doing that more. I do care how I look. I'll tell you that. It's very important. But
okay.
I pay attention more, a lot more, to the talent, you know, to what I put out there, what's, you know, I want quality, basically.
Right.
It's hard for me to just put something out there right away. That's why sometimes it takes me a little longer to get something ready, because it has to be done the right way. But I don't know, it's a plus to have a, you know, it's good to hear that, you know, people like the way I look.
Absolutely.
I guess that helps too, right? That's important.
To me, my thing is, like you just said, it's about the substance. Because at the end of the day, I don't care what you look like, true talent is going to shine through. And I think a lot of times in the industry, it's watered down, where everything is so fixated on what a person looks like, instead of saying, wait a minute, do they have it? Are they truly talented? Do they respect the art form?
You can always have the look, you know, that's going to go away. It's what's inside you, what you can actually offer to the world. I think that's what matters, really.
Absolutely. How do you consider yourself, or what do you perceive of yourself? Do you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
Absolutely introvert.
Okay.
I have a little extroverted part in me, but okay. I'm definitely introvert.
Okay.
That was the part, you know, the social media and everything is very important these days. And for me it was a little harder for me to accept it. And then I talked to myself, I was like, do you want to make your life into a reality TV show type of thing?
Okay.
Things like that, you know, to be, because I wasn't being as social as I used to be before. But
well,
now,
I mean,
you know.
Right, I understand. I mean, I can definitely understand and relate to that, because the thing is, social media can be good and it can also be bad.
It's
because
great. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
But at first, my relationship with it wasn't like, oh my God, this is great. It's like, oh my God, now I have to put my life out there. I'm like, so private. I don't like this. But then I learned to love it, you know.
Right.
Because how else are people going to hear my music? It's like,
right.
Before we didn't have this chance, and now we do as artists. So it's really good.
It's amazing how social media has evolved over the last, I'll say, 7 years. I mean, where now an artist, if they're promoting something, they don't have to get on a plane and go to a different city or a different country. They can be in the confines of their home or in a recording studio, give an interview, and promote their music internationally. For you, you have so many fans, and I don't use the term fans, people, admirers, who really, truly love your music. As you said, being an introvert, oh, my pleasure. Being an introvert, it seems to me that when a person is an introvert, they have a certain tool or a muse they can use as an outlet to generate their feelings, and it resonates with your music. How much is it of you that you put into your music to give people a little bit more insight on who you are and what you represent as an artist?
I think for me, it just happens naturally. I really feel what I do. If I, like with Pound Cake, you know, I really, really felt what I was playing. And like when you do a music video, let's say, you don't know how it's going to look like. You just do it and then you see yourself afterwards. You're like, okay, that's cool. But I like to really put everything that I have into every performance that I have. I do, usually. And it's same with singing. I think you have to feel what you're doing. If you don't feel it, then it's not real. Then you're just being, I don't know what you're doing. You shouldn't be doing music if you can't feel.
Now, for most listeners out there who have yet to visit this very talented artist's website, and if you have yet to see the video of her performing her interpretation of Prince, Purple Rain, you're going to be completely blown away. And to me, that's the highest honor that I can give you, because I'm a huge Prince fan. I've been following Prince since the beginning, so I'm really dating myself. And I'm going to tell you something, you really put a lot of emotion, a lot of real raw emotion into that song. What made you do that? What that particular song, what was it that resonated with you to, as far as giving it your own special interpretation?
Prince, you know, he's a legend. And I think why I love his music is because he's not only a performer, he's not only a musician, he's, you know, his guitar playing, like he's an instrumentalist, and he really cared about that so much. He didn't want to just, you know, go out there and sing because that's what sells most, I think, to me, you know. He really wanted to show his talent, and I don't know, he was just something else, and I thought, why not, you know, I should do something to dedicate to him. And Purple Rain is one of my favorites, and I wanted to do it more like a ballad type of a, that's the way I wanted to do it, not like, I don't know. I made it a little too sad, I guess, but I like it. That's how I felt it at the moment.
Well, you did a wonderful job. And speaking of a wonderful job, let's not deprive our many listeners out there with some great music. Of course, the hit single, Pound Cake. Let's get into that here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy, Pound Cake, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. For those who haven't had an opportunity to listen to your music and just kind of getting a feel of who you are as a musician, for someone that really wants to get a chance or an opportunity to know you better, how would you describe yourself to that person as an artist?
That's a hard question. Probably just somebody who cares a lot about her music that's being put out there, that is not able to kind of, let me see, that I just like to make sure that I have quality always out there. Basically, maybe that's it.
Well, I can already tell that you're a perfectionist.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being a perfectionist, because if you're not happy, how is the buying public going to be happy? I want to kind of step back and rewind something. You mentioned something earlier about social media and how you love social media. What is it now where you're now you're comfortable with it? What is it that you like so much about social media as far as being able to, I guess, interact with the listeners and also, more importantly, promote your music? What are some of the things that you still really don't resonate with, that you still don't like about as far as social media?
my mindset has changed about social media. Now I am okay with being, you know, out there for people to see. Not just as a musician, you know, just, you know, as a person. I'm okay for people to see what I'm doing. Before I wasn't. I was like, oh, I like to be private. I don't like to, you know, post everything that I do. But now I just kind of learned to be okay with it. What I don't like, I don't know. Probably it's, there is a lot of bad stuff, but I kind of don't want to talk about it.
Right.
But there's also a lot of good stuff, like I said, you know, being able to promote your music, just using the way. It's just, I think people's attention is becoming, like, less and less. So you have to put something out there that's going to grab somebody's attention right away. So maybe that part, people are not able to, like, sit and listen to what you're doing. So you just have to kind of do everything right away. Does it make sense? I don't know.
No, it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense because I remember an interview that Jimi Hendrix gave years ago, and he said, you know what, when people come to a concert to see me perform, they've gotten so used to me doing the different theatrics with my guitar, and it gets frustrating because I just want them to come and really just truly just tune in and listen.
Exactly.
To what I'm, yeah, tune in what I'm saying. And I get the same kind of vibe from you, because at the end of the day, it's about your music. It's definitely about the music. For you, 2017, I can't believe it is right around the corner. And I know by you being a perfectionist, you have a lot of high expectations when it comes to music. What can we expect from you in 2017 when you bring out an EP to us or either an album? What are the expectations that you've set for yourself?
I want to make sure they're all top quality, so whatever I do has to be really good. I want, definitely, album is coming out. I think I'm going to do an album instead of an EP, because I have all these songs that are ready, just ready to go. I have some that I've never really released before, but I think I'm going to go to the hip-hop violin. That's what I'm going to do probably more, because that's what people are connected more right now, even though I like to do, you know, opera and all these other things. So probably album is going to concentrate on that. I'll have some singing in there too, because
okay.
I can't not do singing. That's like,
right. I was getting ready to say, don't deprive us of that now.
Right.
Do not do that. Please don't do that. The L Vibes. My God, what made you come up with that particular title for the new hit single?
The L Vibes is about, L can be either, it depends on who you ask. I don't know, people can think it's Lucine, they can think it's love, whatever they think it is.
Right.
Whatever they want to make it. I think I got kind of really, you know, like all these things that happened, all the shootings that happened with people, like, I don't know, like a month ago. And it was happening so quick. I was like, oh, my God, there's so much negativity in the world right now. And I was like, you know, I just wanted to write something that's positive. And just, I wanted to say, you know, let's appreciate this God-given thing called life. Those are the lyrics in the song, so that's it, basically. Let's appreciate this God-given thing called life. That's what an L Vibe is about. Just like enjoying every little thing that we have. Because
absolutely.
Life is so precious, you know?
It is, and I think a lot of us, unfortunately, we take life for granted, and we truly don't appreciate the wonderful things that we have at our disposal. But you know what? With artists like you, we're going to change that. The only thing I ask is this. When that album is ready, please come back and we will debut it here first. We will debut the entire album.
Because
we want to make sure that. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. If you don't mind, my queen, can you do the honor for us in introducing your new hit single?
Absolutely. My pleasure. So, hey guys, this is my new single called The L Vibes. Hope you all enjoy it.
Lord have mercy. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Website, that's at Lucien, that's FYELON.com. Also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram with the same handle. My queen, it was an honor to have you on the show. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. And I must ask before the listeners get on me, do you have any upcoming dates that we have an opportunity to see you perform live, or we're just going to have to sit and wait until 2017?
I should have performances, but right now we're talking to them, trying to make sure everything is going to be right, but I will definitely post about performances on my Facebook, probably.
Okay.
Right now,
no.
Nothing is confirmed for 100%, but we're in talk, so.
Okay. But when you get some time, please make your way down here to Houston. We would love to have you in the studio. Oh, it was truly my pleasure. And again, much continued success. And this is definitely your home. Stay strong, remain blessed, and handle that social media like the lady that you are. Lord have mercy.
I will. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure. pleasure, my pleasure. The very talented Lucien Phylon. I hope I got it right. Here in the zone of LLTO Radio. Remember, family, the new hit single, The L Vibes, is available. I'm getting tongue-tied. I can't believe it, but hey, it's the first time for everything. But the new hit single, L Vibes, is available on Amazon, iTunes, and also on Google Play. And while you're there, also pick up Pound Cake. My goodness, also available on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon.com. What a magnificent Friday afternoon, 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Hope everyone is having a fantastic day. I know everybody's getting ready for the weekend, so I need you to be extra careful on your way home. So while you're riding, you're kind of relaxing. I got you here, like Linus's blanket, all soft and cozy. Let's rewind. Get back in that time machine. I'm talking about that Doctor Who time machine with some Luther Vandross and Lord have mercy. Gregorians, there's nothing, Lord have mercy, is nothing better than love. You're in the zone of LOTO Radio.
I fell asleep late last night, and my dreams spent the night almost half a day away. I just got up so that I could hear her say, still in love, and no one could take her love away. Ooh, love wakes me up every day, and I thought no one could ever make me feel this way. It fills me up every time.
I'm looking for the sky, high, gliding, to tickle with my fear.
Super talented TJ Brown. My goodness, she passed away. It's been what now? About three years, man. She was a very, very talented sister, man. It's unfortunate, but as we spoke earlier, man, we definitely have to appreciate what we have when we have it. Never take life, love, and family and friends for granted. And speaking of friends, again, I want to send out a very special thank you to the very talented Lucien Phelan. Thank you, my queen, my exquisite queen. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And remember, family, the new hit single, The L Vibes, is available on iTunes, Google Play, and also at Amazon.com. And while you're there, pick up our other hit single, Pound Cake. It's a beautiful thing. And again, all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Lucien's official website. That's LucienPhelan.com. Also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, the same handle. Lord have mercy. And speaking of doing something special and unique, my man, Timothy Bloom, new hit single, Work It Out, from the upcoming trilogy, the Life Trilogy, 3-disc album set. The first disc will be available on October the 14th, called The Beginning. But we're going to begin with the workout here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
You know, when you love somebody, you gotta treat them kind, yeah. And if you out there, you got that good one, never let her go. Let me tell you why.
I took her love for granted, and she stole my heart, left me stranded. What I do
TL Radio, The Zone. Playing you all the greatest music all of the time.
Let's see what you can do.
Organic information. You can always follow us
Keep tabs on us on Twitter. That's at Twitter at LOTO Radio. Also on Facebook at Facebook at LOTL, The Comfort Zone. And last but certainly not least, on Instagram, that's at Instagram.com/LOTL, The Comfort Zone. Man, it's been a wonderful week of music. Got a lot more in store for you. That's why it's imperative that you check the website. That's what it's there for, to give you that pertinent information. And again, if you have a request, certain song artists or certain artists that you want to hear on the show, email us, let us know. That's what we're here to do, because I've seen the need, to fulfill that need. And speaking of fulfilling needs, we're going to close it, of course, the hit single, one of the many fantastically smooth groove songs from a 10-track kaleidoscope from Paul Taylor's new album, Countdown with Arrival. In the meantime, I want everyone to have a fantabulous, yes, I did say, fantabulous week, a fantabulous weekend. Take care of yourself. Love one another. Never let a day go by to let that special someone know how much you love them and miss them. It doesn't take too much to pick up a telephone and call. I know we're so used to texting, but pick up a phone. Be like GE. Bring good things to life. But as in always, keep it soulful here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you love a sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Need another reason your Randall's store is just better? How about free Farberware pots and pans? That's right. For every $10 you spend, earn a stamp you can redeem towards free Farberware items. See the in-store display for details. Start earning your stamps this week by purchasing fresh red or green seedless grapes for just 87 cents a pound with your Remarkable card. And stock up on beverages. Coke, Pepsi, or Dr. Pepper 12-pack 12-ounce cans or 8-pack 12-ounce bottles are 3 for $9.99. Limit 3, please. Randall's. Proudly serving Houston families since 1966.